Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 241 is brought to you by Honey Badger and Islander Phoebe, some of our amazing Patreon supporters. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, Lindsay, For the Whim, Tab, Lazy Villager Megan Leslie, and Youngo Luce. This week, Nina and I are going to talk about our first 3 days of playing Animal Crossing New Leaf. So to begin, hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm on week 4 of 4 for summer camp, so I'm almost done.
Nice. And then, what camp are you on now?
I'm on Summerween camp.
Oh, that's so cool. I love Gravity Falls.
I do too. Yes. None of my kids have seen it though, so I've told them about Summerween, but they're just excited to do Halloween things.
I feel like it should just be that whole week you're just watching Gravity Falls. It's so good. I know.
Some of my kids are really young, though. Like, some of them are going into kindergarten, so Gravity Falls might be a little too much for them.
I guess so.
Maybe.
There's side note for Gravity Falls. The creator, who I accidentally saw but did not recognize one time at Comic-Con long ago, he posted some very fun messages that he got from Disney about the show.
From Disney Legal.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Go look those up. It's a fun thing to look at. But yeah, I guess let's kick off with some icebreakers to get the show going. Mm-hmm. Nina, I don't know if you listened last week. We both recorded separately, and I asked a question to everybody.
I haven't listened yet. What is it?
Oh, okay. Well, the question for you this time is, what would you name your boat?
Chewy, I'm so glad you're asking this because...
Perfect timing because Sea of Thieves, right?
Yes, you get to name boats finally in Sea of Thieves. I'm very excited for that to come out. I don't think it comes out till the end of July, but you know how much I love that dang video game. Anyways, I've always, so the people I play with always just call our boats things depending on, whose server it is. So I already have an answer to this.
Awesome.
And a story. one time I named Chicken Lucy and put it on my boat, on the back of my boat. And then I got attacked by a skeleton ship and I sank it and I, got all the treasure and then was off sailing again and realized they had killed Lucy the chicken.
Oh,
and
no.
And the thing is that when you kill a chicken in Sea of Thieves, it turns into a little drumstick that you can eat.
Oh.
So there's just a little drumstick next to where Lucy used to be. And so I named my boat Lookout Lucy because she watched out for those skeleton ships for me.
That's great. I love that name.
Yeah, Lookout Lucy. That's my boat.
Yeah. I just named mine Haken.
Well, there you go.
I decided to name everything Haken.
Yeah. But you could make it more nautical. Haken.
Haken of the sea.
Ahoy Haken.
Water Haken.
There you go.
Water type Haken.
Water type.
Squirtle.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll just name my boat Squirtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I love it. I like that name a lot.
Thank you. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
And it has to do with Summerween. So I was wondering if Summerween was an actual holiday, and in Gravity Falls, they carve watermelons instead of pumpkins because it's summer. What would be your Summerween tradition?
Man, okay. Summerween tradition. I think the difficulty with that is that I feel like I got to make up so much stuff for Summerween to be a thing.
Well, just right now. Whatever you want to do. It's okay. You don't have to make a whole backstory.
Okay. I would definitely... Oh, man. I guess I feel like the biggest difficulty with Halloween is that during the time of year, it's kind of cold, yeah. You know? Especially, like, where I grew up was a little mountain town. By then, it was, like, pretty chilly, mm-hmm. like, almost getting snow chilly, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can't... There's a lot of stuff you can't dress up as.
Yes.
So I think... I would still keep up with dressing up for Summerween, 100%. But it would be probably like specifically beach thing, water things.
Yes.
I don't know, stuff that's like very summer oriented. The place my mind goes to is like, I want to be a shark. Or something.
There you go.
Or a shark costume. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, if I had a big shark costume, that would actually work in the winter because I'm all covered up, you know?
Yeah. You could be a lifeguard.
Dress up. Carving watermelons is perfect. Would keep that. I love watermelon. Delicious. And then the candy situation. What do I want to do for the candy? Mm. Just eat lots of candy.
Well, yeah.
Summerween.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Cold costumes that don't work in the cold.
That's
what would be most exciting.
Because I always remember being super bummed as a kid when I had a great costume, but I had to wear a hoodie over it.
Oh, yeah. That's because it's just like that ruins it. You
yeah.
know? You don't get to be who you actually are.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. What have you been doing for Summerween, I guess, since you're doing camp?
Well, it's just day one so far, so we made trick-or-treat bags with puffy paint and little tote bags that I got them. We made name tags, and I taught them how to write in bubble letters, and then we turned mm-hmm. all the bubble letters into monsters or spooky things. They loved that. It was so much fun.
Amazing.
And then I gave them model magic and we made like little pumpkins for a painting that we're going to do later.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, let's get into the show. For anybody who is just tuning in or didn't tune in last week, Nina and I are playing New Leaf. We are revisiting the old Leaf. We're turning an old leaf and going to New Leaf, right? So we're revisiting the game. Last week, we kind of talked about what we, you know, are just like expecting out of this game and stuff, what we want to do and that sort of thing. So this week, we're actually going to talk about our first few days with the game. I kind of kept notes about everything I did throughout my days. And I'm sure we'll talk about that as well as what you did, Nina, and, you know, just some impressions about the game, too, like some takeaways from our experiences and that sort of thing. So, Nina, how's your time with New Leaf? Are you liking it?
I'm surprised by how much I like it.
I,
like, forgot a few things. I'm rediscovering things. And I have played New Horizons twice because of it. So it's nice. Doing everything I wanted it to do.
It's getting you into Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You're deep in it.
I needed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really liking it too. I think I took it slowly the first day. I didn't do much mm-hmm. outside of like starting the town and the basic stuff, right? But like after that, like second day really picked up for me, third day as well. So I feel like there's a lot of goals. I think more goals than I remember there being. Because I did feel like New Horizons really had a lot going on, you know? So it was, I don't know, it was fun to just like revisit that. Because it's been a long time since I've played this intro.
Yeah. And there's so much to do at the beginning of the games. And, you know, you're so far into Haken and New Horizons that I'm sure there's less to do each day.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely less in Haken there. I mean, there's plenty that I could do.
Yeah.
But like actual like game progression,
right.
I feel like just isn't there for me anymore, you know? It's solo progression, just what I want to get out of it.
Right.
So yeah, I guess should we break down our days here? I think you wanted me to go through my little diary, right?
Yeah, I want to hear about New Haken.
Okay, yes, New Haken. Spoilers, that's the name of my town. it really is. No space, because there's still that 8-character limit in these games. Oh, such a bummer that there's a limit at all, you know? We should be able to name our towns, whatever. But that's beside the point. So day one, I streamed this for anybody who wanted to check it out. It's over on Twitch. Started it out last Friday. So technically we're recording. It's Monday before this episode comes out tomorrow. But yeah, last Friday, 4 days ago, I haven't played the fourth day yet. So 3 days in, I found a map. I kind of did a tour of that first town that I was deleting. It wasn't my original Haken on New Leaf. I'm never going to delete that, as you all know. This was just one of my two other copies. It was my digital copy on my 3DS, because I didn't feel like digging through and getting my other physical copy out.
Yeah.
So found a map. It took a few resets because I wanted to look at some, you know, and pick ones, but I didn't want to be like overly picky. So I was like, yeah, we'll go with this one, right? Mm-hmm. This one has enough features that I want. The river kind of goes horizontally through the middle, kind of has one dip where it changes direction and then goes back, but mostly straight river, mostly horizontal, little vertical portion. And I placed my tent, and then I bought a shovel and a rod, and that was about it. I didn't do too much. Specific things I did, I didn't look at a face guide. Nina, I know you were scared for me.
You almost got the craziest face on stream.
Honestly, I wouldn't have minded. I don't mind a crazy face, you know?
Glad to hear it.
So yeah, I didn't look at a face guide. My character looks exactly like me. It really doesn't.
Well, and it's light skinned too. That's the major takeaway.
It's a struggle. It's such a struggle. I just want to be brown like I am, you know? But that just did not exist prior to Happy Home Designer on the 3DS.
Yeah. Well, luckily it's summer, so you can stand. It is. Yeah, because we just passed the solstice. Mm-hmm. Or is it just in July when you can tan?
I think it's all summer.
Okay.
So I think I'll get pretty tan during this playthrough. So it'll be accurate to me.
Yeah.
But maybe not so accurate to you, though.
No, well, that's okay.
Yeah. I named the town New Haken, no space between New and Haken, because, once again, 8-character limit. My villagers that I started out with, I really like them. I got Rooney, which is probably your least fave of my bunch, right? Like the kangaroo.
Look, I don't mind the male kangaroos. They're fine.
Okay. Okay. So Rooney, my male kangaroo here in my group. I like them. I tend to like the little sporty jock villagers. I don't know. They connect with me. He was out there. And then Flip the monkey, who you've recently become a fan of, right?
Simon is my favorite.
Simon. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Not Flip. Flip is hilarious to me. He looks a little cross-eyed.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love that about him. Yeah. Mary. Everybody's favorite little double chin kitty cat
she's so cute.
I really liked getting her because she was also one of my greeting villagers when I first played the game those years ago. So she's always been a friend of mine. So it's really nice to be just reunited with her in this way.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we've got Mary. From there, I had to find Gigi and Poppy. So Gigi's a little purple frog. Mm-hmm. She's pretty fun. And then Poppy is a little reddish brown squirrel.
Yes. With a red nose, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's real cute. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. She's been one of my favorites so far while I play. But yeah, those five villagers, as far as little details go about my town, I got a green town hall and green train station.
Oh, they match.
Yeah, they match. I totally did not expect to get matching ones because I knew they could not match, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
So, oh, and then outside of that, I got four pawns. I think the number can range from like 1 to 5 pawns on an island, which is pretty wild.
That's a lot of pawns.
I kind of wanted more. I don't mind the pawns, mm-hmm. especially in this game, because it's like there's a bit of a limit to, there's a lot of a limiting factor where you can't decorate outside. Mm-hmm. So I think the pawns will help fill out the space a little bit more, and I'll be able to do some interesting things around them. I don't mind having lots of pawns. And then my town tree is kind of on the southern half of my island, almost central, but it does line up really well with the ramp that goes down to my beach.
Oh, nice.
So I like that aspect to it. And that ramp just goes like directly into, and maybe this is for everybody's ramps, but it just goes directly to the little dock, which we'll eventually be able to use, but
it goes for now. Straight down.
Yeah.
Those are cool. I don't think I have one of those ramps on my island. I just have like the kind of horizontal
ones. Sideways. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Both of mine are like vertical mm-hmm. ones.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Did you say your town fruit?
Oh, I've got apples.
Apples. That's good, because the perfect apples are really cute.
Yeah, perfect apples. I've got my perfect apple. I haven't planted it yet.
Okay. But
I plan to when I get my axe and can assure that it's victory, that it'll grow well. Because if you cut down a tree and plant a tree in its place, it will 100% grow. I didn't want to risk planting my perfect apple in the wrong spot and then it not growing.
Yeah. The perfect mm-hmm. apple reminds me of the apples in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Well, that sounds like a good first day.
Yeah, yeah. It was solid. I mean, like I said, I didn't do too much. I didn't go out and try to do all of the other stuff. I think I'm just going to continue going a bit slowly, just doing what I really want to. Yeah. And then when I feel like I'm done, I'm just going to save and quit and head out for the day, you know? Taking it slowly, but I'm interested to hear about your place. How'd it go?
It went well. I was actually really excited to watch you start your town, because I had started mine, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes before your stream, and I got my town on the very first map, like the very first try. So I wanted to see more. It kind of hurt me inside to choose the first one, but it was good.
I honestly didn't take you for somebody who wouldn't go through like a whole reset,
right?
You know, just after your experience with Tab and everything, I know you both stayed up so late restarting on New Horizons.
And I have a lot of like weird stipulations for starting New Leaf Towns. Like, I really don't like the blue train station, and I really don't like the town hall that kind of looks like a faded gray. Like, I feel like it looks too old. Mm-hmm. But this town had everything I needed, so I was shocked.
Wow. Well, so what did you need? What's in there?
So I named it Fenlock, which was the name of the town that I found on that 2DS. I liked it so much. I did change the spelling a little bit to be like the Scottish lock instead of a Kean lock. And I named my mayor Darby. And I did look up a face guide. I decided to do the little almond eye girl because I think that's such a cute little face. My first villagers, who, when I first came out of the train station, I was a little worried because it was Vladimir, who's your arch nemesis, isn't it?
I love him. Yes. Arch nemesis, but I also love
him. Vladimir, Bree, and Bella. And I was like, two mice and a nemesis? I wasn't sure if it was going to be a good group. But then
I love Bella. Bella's great.
And I
love
Bree,
her evil
too.
Little smile. Bree's, she's so good.
Bree's like green hair is really cute too.
Yeah, Bree's one of the cuter mouses for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then my other two were Sally the chipmunk, who I think's name used to be Hazel, but got changed to Sally. And then Hugh, the blue pig, who's so cute. So I'm happy with those guys so far. I got cherries, which I'm very excited for, because the perfect cherries have like the little yellow underneath. They're really cute. Just two pawns, but that's okay with me. I got the red train station, which is good, and the yellow town hall, which is pretty cool. It has a green door, and it looks... it's called the Yellow Town Hall, but I wouldn't call it yellow. It's kind of like a brownish yellow. I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
But
the yellow one, I want to say my original is yellow. I don't remember, though.
It's a cute one.
Maybe it was my train station.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But the thing that sold me on this town the most was that my RV park entrance was centered right next to my town tree plaza. Like, it looks so perfect right next to my plaza because my plaza's up against the side. So it's not like the RV park isn't taking up more space than I need it to. It just bumps right up next to the plaza. I love it. I'm excited.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I guess I was really torn about like what I wanted to go for with that RV park, you know? I personally didn't really want mine close to the plaza, but with that type of description, it does seem like it saves a lot of space as far as like land you can use, you know. So
the entrance is just so wide. It's hard to decorate around.
I don't know why they made it so wide.
Well, I guess a car has to fit up there. I don't know.
Oh. Well, I guess that makes sense. Yep, they made it wide. Must fit 4 oxen side by side.
There you go. Katrina's tent was in the plaza, but I started it kind of late in the day, so I couldn't visit.
Oh, yeah. I've had some visitors now that you mention it, but I haven't talked to them at all yet. I just kind of have ignored them thus far.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
Okay. Well, what was your next day like?
All right. Day two, I feel like I really started playing the game.
All right.
Day one felt like, all right, let's move in, let's get settled. And then I was like, you know what? I think after I moved into a place and had to run around becoming mayor and building a house, I'd be pretty tired. So I was like, let's call it. Maybe I'll do a little bit of shopping, you know, but I was ready to finish for the day. But day two, I was like, all right, I live here. Let's check it out. Let's see what the locals are like. Yeah, I'd say from there, I went to the town hall, got started right away just to, like, get whatever jobs Isabel wanted me to do. I was like, oh, well, I guess if I'm going to be mayor, I better get that lined up. On my way there, I found a little voice whisperer to me.
Yes.
So Wisp was around, gave me a magic lamp. You don't meet Wisp, right? You just kind of hear the voice come from... Actually, do you? No, I don't even remember. I just did this.
No, it's just the voice until you take him into your house.
Yes, okay. But the magic lamp kind of pops up, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, found a little magic lamp. Kind of walked around with it in my pocket for the day because I was on my way to town hall. On my way there, I ran into Poppy, and I think Gigi's house was like really close to town hall. So I was like, you know what? Let's go meet her because I missed out on meeting both of them specifically.
Oh, because they were in their houses.
Yeah, they were in their houses. I didn't think to like go in and look for them. Mm-hmm. Gigi's place, it just reminded me like. The houses are, like, really well decorated in New Leaf, I think, like the villager houses. I think they're really cute. But it also reminded me that, oof, they get destroyed after playing.
Because
you start buying things from them, and then you're like, oh, your house just isn't cute anymore because I stole everything that you used to own, you know?
Okay, so this is what you have to do to help that out, though. You kind of remember their style. So any time you gift them something, make sure it's going to look good in their house. You just got to take care of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. I gotta just actually gift my villagers things. But, you know, when it gets late game and stuff, you're like, do I really need to talk to these villagers anymore? I'm going to try to avoid that. Well, for now, I'll try to make friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gigi's house looked great. Spoiler alert for the next day, I did run into Poppy inside her place. Also looked really great.
Aww.
So yeah, villagers, they got some cute houses. And then I was surprised. Somebody's already moving in. I ran into a plot on my way to town hall. It's Canberra, the little koala.
Very cute.
A lot of people may have gotten her in New Horizons because she is one of the sisterly villagers. So she's one of the possible two starters because you get a sisterly and a jock, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, Canberra's moving in. So I'm getting a sisterly pretty early on, which is fun. But yeah, overall, very surprised to see her. After that, so I got to town hall, got my tasks and stuff, and I'm still in the tent, and Isabel just reminds me of that. She's like, listen, you need a house before you can actually be a member of our society. You can't just be homeless here. And then I was like, well, geez, let's solve that problem. So I head over to Tom Nook's shop and, you know, find out what my rent payment is, my mortgage, I should say. Mm-hmm. So from there, I just started working at, like, getting some money to pay it off. I sold some fruit, some shells, and then I was like, geez, these don't make me a lot of money. And then I realized as I walked past a rock thinking that, I was like, oh, duh, money rock.
Yeah.
So I looked for my money rock. I didn't look for long. First one I tried was the one right next to my house. That one had money. And I was like, well, looks like I picked the right place to live.
Yeah, you struck oil.
Struck gold, literal gold there. And oh my goodness, this is, I'll have to talk about this next week because I didn't run into this, but I'm just realizing there's something special with the rocks. But since I didn't run into them yet, it's still a surprise for me. I don't want to mention it quite yet. So money rock, let me pay everything off. I also, I had a shovel from the day before. I bought, you know, the shovel and the fishing rod. Mm-hmm. So I dug up the fossils that were there, donated three of them. One of them was already a duplicate.
Whoa, that's lucky.
Yeah, so I made a little bit of extra money off of that, too. While I was in town, I was like, oh, I better get my photo for my little passport thing, my TPC, you know? So took a photo at the photo booth. It's a first photo. Doesn't look great. you haven't unlocked any emotes or anything yet, so nothing happens.
And you got like base game clothes going on.
Base game clothes. No emotes. We're styling, you know. Stopped by the shop, bought things just to buy them. I don't know why. Yeah. One was a rook.
You got to just buy in the beginning, though, because you want to upgrade Nooks as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I was like, you know what? I'm spending money just to spend it. So I got a rook and a bowling ball dispenser. Mm-hmm. They go great together. They're in my house right now.
Nice.
And then after that, I guess I went to the campsite. Franklin was there in his little RV.
Aww.
So I got to say hi to him, ordered some things, and then remembered, oh yeah, that magic lamp I picked up is still in my pocket. Let's go do that. And then I wasn't sure if I was gonna like scan any cards in, but then I was like, I have these beautiful new Animal Crossing Welcome Amiibo cards that are specifically the RV ones, yes. You know. Let's use them. So I just decided to go in order. The first card is Vivian, who's I think a snooty wolf.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Love her. Scanned her in, went to her RV, fell in love with all her furniture, realized there's a limit of three per day on the orders because I managed to like somehow forget that and ordered exactly three items from Franklin's place. I was like, I don't need any more than these three. And then, so I didn't even get the warning at that point that I wouldn't be able to buy anymore. And then when I went to Vivian's and I was like, ooh, need this table, need this, need that, started clicking on the stuff. And I was like, nope, you're done. And I was like, well, dang.
Yeah, because those RV cards have really good furniture.
So good. It's basically all the really cool new furniture they added in Happy Home Designer for the 3DS. So yeah, really good stuff in there. Unfortunately, couldn't order it that day, so just went on my way. But I did, I'm not sad about the things I got. So I got from Harv's like little shop itself, I got some sushi.
Ooh.
Which was on sale there. Yeah, I was like, oh, cool, sushi. I want sushi.
Yeah.
So I got that. From inside of Franklin's place, I think, did he have pancakes? I think he had pancakes for some reason. Like, he had a bunch of different food things. So I got pancakes, a kitchen island, because that item is so rare. It's so hard to get.
Oh, yeah. The really big one?
Yeah. So I got the kitchen island, and then I got the weeping fig as well, because I'm a plant person. I want plants.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Got those. Very happy with that. And then I ended off the day by paying off my house and picking a red roof, of course. Ooh. But now I think I want to go with green, because my town hall and train station are both green.
Oh, so. Yeah. You need a whole green town.
Yeah, so I think I need to go green here.
Too bad you don't have pears, then everything would be green.
I know, but also I have apples, which will go pretty well with them.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun, though. So I paid off my house, too. I did do the green roof, but I tried to scroll to the next page thinking that there'd be more colors, like in New Horizons. I was like, wait, I want like the teal roof. Where is that option? I totally forgot. I've been having that happen a lot with this playthrough, where I go to do something and then realize that it's a habit from New Horizons that I'm trying to bring back to New Leaf.
Yeah,
it's not definitely working. Well, my second day, I spent so much time catching bugs and fish, and I like was donating to the museum like a crazy person. It was awesome. And
that
I made
the
some money.
Exact
there.
Opposite of what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, I've barely done that.
I just love catching bugs. It's
yeah,
so
I get
much
it.
Fun.
I get it.
Yeah, I got the money rock too, and I went around. I forgot to say on the first day, one of my favorite little hacks is when Nook is following you around, you can shake the trees and bees won't spawn. So I found my tree items while Nook was following me. That's my favorite. But I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, it's the best. And I did a bunch of tree shaking the second day, and the money rock, and picked up shells. I made a flag for Fenlock, because I think you get approval rating points for doing the flag and the town tune. I finished all of Isabel's little quests and got the watering can. So I have all the tools now except for the axe and the slingshot. I still need those.
Okay.
I don't think you can get them until Nook's upgrades, if I'm remembering correctly.
I don't know. I think you're right, because I don't have those either yet.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. And I had an empty plot in my town, too, and Drift is moving in. I love Drift.
Oh, that's such a great one.
He's
I love
so
him.
Cute. He was in my new Leaf town also, and I love him so much. And then Jack was visiting my campsite, so I got a little tea table from him, and Harv had this cute little sparrow nest item that's for the wall. So I bought that from him too with my meow tickets.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the meow coupons. Such a surprise for me, because I kind of forget about them, but then I remember them, but mostly I forget, right?
Yeah.
And so seeing all that stuff from the beginning, I was like, oh yeah, now this stuff is here just from the get-go.
It's bizarre to have it in the beginning.
Yeah, it almost feels out of place, I'd say, just because it's like, I feel like this could have been something that's like an upgrade later in the game.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Like upgrade the town
hall.
Like,
we gotta earn it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's just there from the beginning, I guess.
I like it, though. And I think, so with you having a villager moving in on day two and me, well, not moving in, but a plot ready, I feel like there's a pattern for the first few days of this game where it's like a plot is moving in, a villager is moving in. So it's like them unpacking. And then the next day you get another plot. And I think it continues until you get 8 or 9 villagers.
Yeah, well, maybe. I didn't see a plot in mine on my third day, actually.
Oh, maybe then it's plot moving empty, plot moving empty. There, I know there's a pattern.
Yeah, we'll find it. We'll pay attention to them.
Yeah,
as we go. Well, that's fun. I'm kind of jealous you got Jack at the beginning.
Yeah, that's got a Jack.
Fun,
yeah.
That's a fun find. Franklin is hilarious, though. One thing I am trying to do a lot more is definitely, like, read the dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
The dialogue in the campsite's hilarious. All the character, the special characters that go there. Franklin, he was like, I've been having such scary dreams since I got here. All these people are chasing me with forks and knives.
Oh, no.
So little references of him being the turkey on Turkey Day, you know.
Look, I will say, though, on day three, I saw that it was Zipper T. Bunny's camper RV. I didn't even go inside.
No, don't touch it. That's hilarious.
Oh, well.
You've had enough Zipper for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Bunny Day stuff, you don't need that. You don't need that.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, should we talk about day three as well?
Go for it.
All right. So day three, I'm officially in my new house. Load up the game just to get a pleasant little surprise. Isabel is there to greet me. She says, hey, you're finally in a house. And she gives me a little bit of a wallpaper tutorial, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I get that cute little paw print wallpaper, I think it's called. Adorable.
Oh, like that, yeah. One. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, I just got going on my day. I did mostly like walking around. I wanted to like run into my villagers and see what they were up to, you know, but dug up some fossils while I was doing that, picked the weeds and got the money rock and that sort of thing. And then I feel like I went through more of the meow coupon stuff at that point too, where mm-hmm. it was like, oh, I can catch a bug to donate. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm doing some bug catching today. I'm just letting the game lead me to where it wants me to go. You mm-hmm. know, not really doing things that of my own choosing. I'm just like, all right, let's just see how this game directs me, right?
Yeah.
So this time around, I was a lot of the meow coupon stuff, I was like, oh, I can't do that yet, but I can catch bugs and donate. There's literally nothing donated yet, so plenty of that available to me. So I caught some butterflies, ladybug, not too many things, and then donated those. And also, while I was doing that, I ran into that empty plot, which was no longer empty. Canberra had moved in, and so I greeted her. I was like, yeah, I guess I'm mayor. I should be responsible for my citizens of New Haken. Mm-hmm. So said hi to her. She was real nice. And then from there, just went to the store. I was like, I'm going to the museum to donate stuff, so I might as well do some shopping while I'm there. Bought a shirt, talked to Sable. I will say I forgot to talk to Sable on the second day. I did not chat with her.
Yeah.
I don't think I even touched that store that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm not really too worried about doing all this daily stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just doing what I feel like in the moment. But yeah, this day I was like, all right, I've got day one shirt. It's a ugly camo shirt. I don't need that. So I found, I think it was called like the leaf shirt or something. It didn't really have leaves on it, but it had a nice like green pattern. I also found a frog hat. And so I was like, all right, we're going froggy on this. And an eye patch. And I was like, well.
Wow.
Definitely wearing an eye patch.
That's the look right there.
It's the perfect look. So yeah, got those things, had a good time getting all dressed up and that stuff. From there, I was like, all right, let's check the other shop. I guess I don't feel like donating things quite yet. Let's mm-hmm. see what they've got there. So I went shopping. Didn't really see anything I liked that time around, so I just got my fortune cookie. And then I didn't realize that I should be like taking notes of which fortune cookies numbers I get and what's associated with them, but decided to take a note. I was like, I got fortune cookie number 33, and it's the best one. It's the Pikmin.
The ones where they're the little planters, or did you?
I'm pretty sure. I don't have room in my house right now to double check. So I need to upgrade my house.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, money, I haven't been working too hard at that area, so I'm gonna need to upgrade, but we'll find out.
Yeah,
I'll keep you posted. But I'm pretty sure it's the little Pikmin planter.
Mm-hmm.
which is the best one, hands down. So yeah, after that, I think I forgot to write it down here, but I did, you know, main goal for the day was to go to the museum and donate those bugs. So donated those bugs and met Blathers. I hadn't met Blathers at that point. So actually, no, the day before I met him, because I went and did the fossils.
Never okay, mind. Yeah, that's right.
It just felt like the first time because I was like, everybody gets fossils, you know, like really caring about the museum is donating the other things.
Yeah.
You know? Because fossils are money.
Yeah, they are.
After at the later on. So yeah, Blathers was a delight. I did not do the like give one at a time thing, so I could, you know, just
well
hear all of his dialogue.
Yes, but he doesn't do it in this game, I have found out. He tells you that you can read about the info in the exhibit. Which is crazy
worst,
to me.
Worst game ever.
But I do miss him telling you about it. But in New Horizons, I miss being able to read them in the exhibits. So I'm on the fence. I like both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's tough. It's a tough call.
Yeah.
But I do. Just give us both.
Yeah. Actually. Let him talk and read.
Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. So I guess, let's see, I kind of lost my spot. There we go. I went back into town and I was like, all right, well, yesterday I focused on getting my house. Maybe today I'll focus a little bit on doing my development permit, you know, so get my approval rating up. So I talked to Isabel, asked her for stuff to do. She sent me on that little seashell quest and I was like, oh yeah, I'll get you a seashell.
Yeah.
She gave me oranges in return.
Ooh.
So I guess her town that she's native to is an orange town.
That's adorable. I think I got apples from her.
Oh, that's where she's from my town.
She's from New Haken. Yeah.
New Haken.
She's from Old Haken.
yeah. She at this point I already had both the net and the fishing rod, so I just took I was like, I caught bugs earlier, let me do fishing today. So I asked to do the fishing quest from her and did that. She gave me the watering can after I completed that. So I was like, okay, cool. I can water some flowers, get my approval rating up a little bit more. It didn't make too much progress there, but we'll get to that. Got distracted, went to the campsite once again, saw Gulliver was there.
Yeah,
fun little visit. But then I was like, I'm not going to order from you, Gulliver. I'm scanning in Vivian first, and I'm going to get those items that I wanted.
Yeah.
So I scanned in Vivian this time around, and then I ordered the parquet floor, which is a nice like wooden floor. It looks really good. A natural low table and a natural lamp.
Oh, gosh. What a great
Her
series.
Her items are so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, recommend her card in New Leaf 100%.
Oh, man. And then you just reminded me, too, one of my favorite, like, kind of hacks in the game for Isabel in the beginning of the game is that if Nooks doesn't change what they're selling the next day, like, if you can still only buy a fishing rod the second day and you bought it the first day and you can't get a net anywhere, when Isabel asks you to update your encyclopedia, your critterpedia, you can say, well, I want to catch bugs, but I don't have a net. Or opposite, I want to catch fish, but I don't have a net. She'll sell you one for 500 bells.
Yeah, that's one of the best hacks
it
in
is.
The game for sure. I'm really glad they added that because that's a struggle for people when they first start.
Yeah.
Like getting all those tools that you need. So
some days it's like three in a row and you're like, all I want is a net, please.
I know. Yeah, for real.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, man. Yeah, I'm glad you're able to do that. I did not have to do that at that point. I got lucky.
Yay.
So I ended off day three, which was yesterday for me. Still haven't played day four, but my development permit progress is currently at 68% approval rating. So it's getting there. It's a lot harder than I remember it being, but I also, when I think about it, I'm like, oh, I spent literal hours working on the first day of the game. So, so yeah, really great, really great. Did little tasks to get there, wrote on the bulletin board, watered some flowers, changed the town tune and the flag. I didn't make a design for the flag. I just did the base, like, I think it's the stag beetle.
Oh, that one's cute, though.
Yeah, it was the cutest one. So I picked that for my flag and then just talked to the villagers, talked to all of them around town. I think I sent a letter as well.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Apparently, you can also get approval points by fishing like boots and cans out of the river and tires. But I fished for a while and didn't catch any. So I don't know. I don't know how often you can get those things.
Yeah, I honestly wasn't going to leave that up to chance. I was like, I don't really feel like fishing the whole time to try to get there. So, yeah, I didn't try too hard on it, but I'm hoping I'll get there soon. Hopefully my approval rating goes up.
Yeah, you will.
And I can do the mayor stuff, but I'm not in a rush either.
Yeah. Well, I have played today, so I'm on day four, and for some reason I can remember day four better than I can remember day three. So some of these are a little wishy-washy about when they happened. They're kind of blending together. But the first thing that I realized when I opened it up today was that my little character must have bad luck because it keeps falling down when I'm running around, and I forgot about that. It cracks me up. And I think I have to change clothes for it to stop. I think there's like a lucky clothing item. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think there's a bad luck clothing item, like one you should avoid, and then lucky clothing as well.
Yeah, so, but Katrina's not here today, and I haven't unlocked her, obviously, so I can't. I just have to guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Also, when you fall down in the sand, you make a big face print and it cracks me up. You leave like a big old divot in the sand.
I love that.
Oh, I missed that. I forgot all about it. And when I fell down, I could not stop laughing. Day four, I also unlocked Happy Home Academy. I'm so excited to see Lyle again. And not just Lyle, but Digby standing in front. Oh my gosh. He's so cute. It really made me miss him. And I kind of wish that like Digby was an alternate skin for Isabelle in Smash Brothers. Because they're the same shape, except for the hair.
And you know what? It would have also been interesting if you got Isabelle or Digby in New Horizons. Kind of like they did. We'll run into this later, but there's a couple characters that they did that with where it's like, oh, you can either get this one or that one. Who knows?
Yeah. Man, I miss him so much.
Yeah.
And Lyle, look, Lyle's a little bit shady, but I missed him too. It's so sweet.
I love Lyle. Lyle's one of my favorites. Like his the way he's written is just so different from all the other characters. It's great.
He really is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so distinct.
And I took a peek up in Happy Home Academy, but I didn't even have like any not Street Pass, but what was it called when Nintendo would send you things?
Spot Pass? Yeah.
No, I can't remember. But
it was Spot Pass.
Spot Pass.
They'd send some things via Spot Pass.
Yeah. I was expecting like Reggie's house to be there or a Nintendo house. I feel like there used to be an official house that would come automatically, but I didn't get anything. It was a totally empty plaza.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Red was at my plaza, so I got to buy a fake painting. They were all fakes, so I just bought a fake painting just to kind of have. Maybe I'll throw it on the wall in my house.
Make sure not – I think, like, after you get it, like, appraised or looked at, it shows up with, like, weird markings and stuff. So,
what?
Yeah. You can try it out and remind me if that's true. But I feel like after the fact, it's like, oh, obviously this was fake.
Wait, so, you go and talk to Blathers and he says it's fake and it changes?
I think so. I think I remember, like, doing that, displaying it, and then being like, why is there, like, crayon drawn all over this thing?
No way. Okay.
But you'll have to double check that for me.
Okay. I'm gonna have to look. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Cause I'm on day four. I have another plot taking up some land in my town. And
okay.
I'm very frustrated with
it. Oh no. Who'd you get?
First of all, it's Paula, who I strongly dislike in the first place. I'm sorry for everyone who loves Paula. I don't like her face. Or her outfit or her hair. Or her headband. I'm sorry. She put her house right where I'm going to build my front yard. And right in front of a rock. So like her front door, there's like a space and then a rock. And I tried to make sure it wasn't rock. Like, you know, you get a fake rock every day. It's not the fake rock. So I can't even make her a cute front yard because of this rock.
She ruined your entire life, basically.
She must be destroyed. I'm so mad at her.
The fact that villagers can just stick their house right in front of yours, ruin your skyline. It's...
Look,
this is the kind of thing I love about New Leaf.
Yes. Now I've got to figure out my whole thing. I haven't made any path designs or anything yet. I haven't laid down any paths yet, so I'll be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had been anyone but Paula, I would have been okay with it. But because it was Paula, I'm so mad about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna ever lay down paths, but I'd be mad if that happened to me.
Yeah. The jingle was at the campsite, so that made up for it.
Cute.
I ordered myself some white wood flooring and a little snow globe.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, that's a fun day. Fun day four. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited now to check into mine and see who's moving in.
You need to do it.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. Of course. We're going to keep everybody updated with all of our playthrough here. First four for you, first three for me. Let's talk about first impressions with this game and everything. I didn't write quite as many as you, so maybe I'll let you start with a couple before I get into one.
Okay. Well, my first one is more hatred. I'm sorry, but I forgot how much I hate the balloons in this game. I don't have a slingshot yet, but I was able to like whack a balloon off the side of my cliff, and I was so excited. I ran down to the beach to get the balloon off the beach, and I opened it up, and it was the dang balloon furniture flooring. I forgot that the only thing you get out of balloons in this game is the balloon furniture.
I want to say the update changed that.
Really? I hope so.
I think before the update that was the case, but I think after Welcome Amiibo, they added different stuff to it.
Okay.
But I imagine we'll still get a lot of balloon furniture.
I wonder if you have to get the whole set and then it's other stuff.
Oh, I could see that being the case. Oh,
all right. Well, we're going to have to test out.
There is one item that's worth getting, though. That little balloon animal dog lamp.
Yes, the adorable balloon dog lamp. That's the only good one.
Best item. Yep.
But gosh, and then every time I've heard a balloon since, I'm like, no. I
don't need that.
mm-mm. And then Harv's items are kind of making me sad now because most of his items are kind of outdoorsy things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that would be cute outside. Wait, I can't put it outside. So I guess one of my rooms is just going to have to be like a garden or something. But it makes me want to decorate outside so bad.
Yeah. One thing I didn't say is that's the exact same feeling I've been feeling where I'm like, oh, I could just play this right next to my house. This will be perfect. And then I'm like, no, I can't. That's not a possibility at all.
And you can't really get the public works projects very close to your house. So it's like flowers and pathways. That's all you can work with, and trees.
Yeah. Eventually bushes.
Yeah, true.
They did add bushes to this game. So yeah.
So sad, though.
So sad.
Also, violets. I'm surrounding my house with violets because they're my favorite flowers and they're not in New Horizons. So I was very excited to see, to find some violets.
Why did they take them out?
I don't know. They're beautiful.
They're great. Yeah, they're truly great flowers.
I like them better than the, what's like kind of tropical looking ones?
In New Horizons?
They're in New Horizons and they're in New, gosh, and they're New Leaf. And I think you
get
them. Was
it like the hibiscus ones? Or, but those are the bushes, no?
Yeah, it'll come to me eventually. I think we don't get them until we go to the island.
Oh, okay.
But I would rather have violets.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll give one here. So I did the Meow Task things, and I gotta say, there's a lot of spoilers in those.
No way.
Yeah, like, if you look at the Meow Tasks, it, like, some of the stuff that pops up, it's like, oh, I can do that, or that's gonna be a thing in the future, or it just seems like a lot of stuff that's, like, ahead of where I am in the game.
Oh, interesting.
And that's, like, I think that's the beauty of New Horizons and what they accomplished was that, like, their intro was just so perfectly tuned to, like, really capture progression and stuff with the Nook Miles and that sort of thing. So, like, every Nook Mile, it's like it's completely blank page first off, you know, as you scroll through. You don't know what a Nook Mile, what gets you a Nook Mile reward until you do it. And so there's, like, this whole process of discovering what is a Nook Mile, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, that just doesn't exist here. Everything is just like, oh, do this to get Meow coupons. And then you're like, oh, well, I can't yet. I'm not that far into the game.
Gosh.
You know?
That must be an oversight because they were added, what, like 2 years later into the game? They must not have even thought about brand new players who get Meow coupons the first time they play. That's
crazy. This entire update feels like it was made for, like, people who have been playing the game for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was one thing I noticed. I was just like, oh, I guess everything is Meow coupons now.
Another one that I noticed very quickly was that there is no pocket space. It's hard to go backwards in pocket space.
The pocket space is limited. I low-key forgot that I could stack fruit until like day three or so. So I kept going back and forth. I was like, my pockets are full already. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, they added fruit stacking in this game. We're good. I can make more trips than just less trips.
You can stack nine. You can't stack a whole lot.
Yeah, how many can you even stack in New Horizons? Is it still just 10?
The weeds is 99.
Yeah, that's true. The fact that you can stack more than just the fruit is a huge deal.
And like wood and iron and rocks and things are 30.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Why did they choose those numbers?
I don't know.
That's all right. That's fine.
I am also looking forward to the grassware. I know that a lot of people don't like this, but it's not as bad as City Folk. And I think having, like, you know, natural paths in your town is super cute.
Yes. I'm all about that, honestly.
It's like, what are those paths called? You know, in like city planning, when you've got a sidewalk that makes a right angle and then you've got a foot pathway that has been made like tread and through the grass, like that goes diagonally across. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think they're called paths of desire or something like that. And it just shows like where people actually travel versus what the city planner decided to do. So I kind of feel that way about New Horizons. New Leaf. It shows you where your character goes a lot, and like that's maybe where you need to put a path. It's so cute. I'm excited for
it. Yeah, I love that. Like, I did the whole path thing in New Leaf a long time ago, and it looked good. I wasn't like mad about it or anything, but then like after a while I was like, yeah, I do want it to be a lot more natural, something a little bit more with something that just fits what I was going for in my playthrough, yeah. You know. And so the natural paths, like, I was like, oh, cool. I'll still, like, line things with bushes, but I'll just, like, run through these areas and make them look natural, mm-hmm. you know? And I really love that in New Horizons they added the options to design paths with the, like, see-through, the transparent colors, too. So yeah. People make really nice paths. But still, I'm just like, give me path sounds. Just give me path sounds and it'll be perfect. But this game, we do at least get the grass wear so we can get that effect, but mm-hmm. have the sounds with it too, you know?
Yeah, the sounds are going to be a big one to miss.
Mm-hmm. So my next thing is, it is taking me so much longer to get my 100% approval rating mm-hmm. than it did my first time. I think I got that like day one.
Oh, yeah. I've like made sure I got it day one.
Uh-huh. Because I needed to be mayor, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, nuh-uh. I'm unlocking this game today. And so I played for the a million hours that it takes to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Got very hungry in that process. we were all starving, but we just couldn't put the game down. We were like, probably 8 hours later, we're like, okay, maybe we should get some food.
Yeah, let's stop for pizza.
We've plugged in our 3DSs so many times already to charge them.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe while they charge this time, we'll go get some food. but yeah, it's taken long to get that approval rating, and I'm almost like struggling. I'm like, oh, what other tasks do I have to get this thing up? Because I feel like I've done a lot already.
I think that it gives you freebies overnight. So like as long as you're doing a few each day, eventually you will make it to 100 by doing nothing, yeah. I think.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I guess you don't have to do much to be in... be mayor.
No. You just have to play the game.
An elected official. You don't have to do much.
The beginning story cracks me up, too. We kind of breezed over it, but you come in just as a person, and they're like, welcome, mayor. It's like, excuse me? Like, the prompts it gives you where it's like, you talking to me? Like, it's
yeah,
so
you're
cute.
Like, you got this all wrong, buddy.
Yeah. And then the next day you get that that letter that was like, sorry for ditching my mayoral duties. Have fun being mayor. It's like, who is this person? I want a backstory.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. I love that letter. They're like, you're doing great. I'm rooting for you. They're just so perfectly chill with you taking their job.
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
I guess they didn't want to be mayor at all to begin with.
I guess. I want to know more. It could be a movie, honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, next Animal Crossing movie, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. I would love it.
The case of the missing mayor.
It's perfect. Perfect in every way.
Another one of mine is that, well, I guess I already said it, but the perfect fruit are so cute. I'm glad to have them back, and I'm excited about like the tropical fruit we get to unlock later too. There's a lot of fruit in this game.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's one thing I definitely am excited to play with a lot more with this, because by the end game of my first one, I'd gotten rid of all my fruit. I was like, I just want like my native fruit and maybe some other little few ones. So
yeah,
I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll finally have an orchard. I've somehow avoided having an orchard in every Animal Crossing game. So maybe I'll go for it this time.
Yeah,
I think it's just I get thrown back to Wild World, where that was my money and I spent hours upon hours just picking fruit, and I was like, I don't need that anymore.
And that was back when you couldn't even stack fruit.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it was rough times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also noticed, like, as soon as I started using my shovel to hit the rocks to find the bell rock, I immediately like tensed up thinking this is gonna break my shovel. This one is, but they don't break. I forgot how much I missed it, and like kind of realized how anxious I get using the tools in New Horizons, because it's almost like a, you know, pop goes the weasel. Like you never know when it's going to break.
Yeah. I think the thing that I appreciate the crafting and that sort of thing, but I think after a while, all that extra space, that pocket space that you got in New Horizons, it depletes very quickly once you figure out that you have to carry around materials all the time, you know? So it's such a pain, you know?
It needs a warning, kind of like Breath of the Wild, where it tells you when your sword is getting weak, you know? That, I feel like, would make it a little less scary.
Yeah. It definitely needs, like, a counter of some sort. And at least, like, you know, we get it. The gimmick is all the tools break. Let the gold tools not break.
Yes. Yes, that would be incredible. Even though gold is a very soft metal, we need, like, really, really strong tools instead. Something stronger than gold. Anything, really. Yeah, but they've got to figure that out. That's it's too much in New Horizons, and maybe too little in New Leaf. Though the axe does break in New Leaf, right?
Yes, the axes have always broken.
But it shows you it's breaking. It shows you, like,
yeah, they chip.
Yeah, that should happen in New Horizons.
Yeah. All right, I've got another one here. There is so much tutorial dialogue in the beginning.
Yes.
There is just so... I talked to Rooney yesterday for what felt like an hour, because he just kept going on about, like, all of these different tutorial things, and I was just like, my dude, I just wanted to say hi. Like, as much as it bugs people in New Horizons that every time they talk to the villagers, it's like the first greeting is a quick hello kind of thing, you know? I'm like... I didn't mind that, because when I go and first talk to my villagers in New Horizons, I'm doing my dailies. I'm kind of busy. I don't want to be stopped for like an hour, you know?
Yeah.
I'll talk to them later if I want to get the dialogue, which is there. I'm just telling everybody, the dialogue is there in New Horizons. You just got to talk to them more than the ones that you do.
True.
So they have great stuff, but like in this one, it's just like, man, so many things that they teach you. And maybe that's good, but then it's also like... I think New Horizons does a tutorial so well that the villagers don't feel like they need to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's like that's an old Animal Crossing thing to me, where the villagers kind of have to tell you what's going on for you to know anything in the game, you know? Even the first game, it's so strange. Like, there's signs all over the town in the first game, and if you read them, like, you'll get tips about stuff to do in the game and stuff that you'd never hear otherwise. And then every once in a while, the villagers will give you some cool secret. But, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot.
There is. It's a lot of reading for a kid's game. Imagine,
this one especially.
I mean, if you're still learning to read, you're going to struggle through that.
Yeah, and going into it with this all the Welcome Amiibo stuff, too, like, there's a lot. There's so much.
Wow, yeah. Well, I know we just talked about pockets. I'm going to bring it back to pockets because the noise that when you use your stylus to pick things up in your pockets, the noise that the little icon makes when it gets picked up is like a little... like a blip, like a clicky blippy noise. It's like my favorite noise ever. I've forgotten how much I love that noise. And as soon as it happened, like, I was stacking coins and then putting them into my like coin total in my pockets, I was like, it feels so good to use the stylus again. And the noises that the pockets make are so good. I can't explain it. It's like nostalgia and I don't know, a little bit of ASMR maybe.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay, you said a couple things that just like, yes, the sounds in this game. I feel like I am hearing Animal Crossing again. It's a different sounding game, right? Like New Horizons changed the soundscape quite a bit. Like, it's the same kind of vibe where they're going for, like, relaxing, cutesy sounds. But, yeah, they're just, they are different in this. So it's a strange change. And then the other thing that you totally made me think of, what was the last thing you just said?
About the stylus?
Yes, okay. I am normally, like, so annoyed. I was just trying to play Super Mario Galaxy on the Switch. Mm-hmm. And I've decided I can't play that game in handheld mode because there's, like, all the menus force you to use the touchscreen for some reason. There's, like, little things that are, like, touchscreen forced. And I'm just like, the screen literally says press R on it as if it's, like, in whatchamacallit, in TV mode, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it shouldn't be an issue, but here it is being an issue. It's so, I don't know. I don't like it.
So you don't like the stylus?
I love the stylus thing that's weird about it. Like, I think it works really well in this game, and that's, like, kind of the way to do it. Like, if you're going to deal with the menu in this game, definitely do it. Like, I don't mind it, but for some reason, it's just, like, it just doesn't work outside of this situation for me. Gotcha. I can't quite put my finger on why yet, but I'll figure it out. Maybe it's just because the screen is smaller. I don't feel like I have to stretch my thumb all the way across an entire Switch to hit the command that I want. It just feels like
that's probably true.
It just feels like there's just more. It's more button space, more buttons for me to press, and it's intuitive, you know. Whereas, like, I hit pause on Mario Galaxy on handheld on the Switch, and it's like, all of a sudden, my joystick doesn't work. My buttons don't work. I have to stretch my finger to hit, like, back or continue or whatever I want to press. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Just a little side note that you reminded me of.
Well, I'm going to continue with noises, actually, because I heard a little frog in my pond. And had forgotten they make the cutest little noises. And I don't think they make noises in New Horizons. And I'm talking about, like, before you even catch it. Like, I knew the shadow in my pond was a frog because it was croaking, even though it looks like a fish. I don't think that happens in New Horizons. I know that the mole cricket makes noises, but the little frog. So I caught him immediately, and I kept him as a pet. But gosh, I miss that a lot too.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that little sound. Mm-hmm. All right, I got one more here. One thing that I'm not quite used to in this game.
Okay.
I'm no longer used to the camera being so static.
Ooh, yes.
Like, I guess I'm a real camera mover because I walk through my New Horizons island and I'm just like, oh, let me flip the stick so I can look behind this building or this tree. Mm-hmm. And, like, just the fact that it's so quick to do, you know, in that.
Yeah.
And this one, like, you have to stand still, press up to, like, look upwards, but that's the only direction you can look, you know, none of the other things are options.
And it feels clunky.
Mm-hmm. It feels so clunky. So yeah, I'm not used to it. I'm, like, getting used to seeing the game from this one angle. And, like, it's weird because, like, I'm coming from New Horizons and I wish there were more outdoor angles in that game.
Yeah.
But now I'm playing this and I'm like, oh man, we have come so far.
And the interior camera is so different.
Yeah, you just, like, do one click and it, like, moves a set amount. Oh, and
it's so slow.
Yeah, I'm not... camera. I really like the new cameras.
Yeah. Well, my last one is the main street music. It's incredible. It's, like, charming and soothing and kind of reminds me of, like, anime background music. I missed it so much.
Yes. It's so good.
And we don't have a KK song that sounds like it, right?
No. I mean, maybe eventually.
I hope so.
We've seen some of those, like, themes and stuff return, you know?
Yeah.
Which, oh man, that gets me so excited for the next game when we're going to get, like, the Wild World / City Folk theme that KK Slider plays as one of the secret tracks in New Horizons is just, like, heart is on fire with like nostalgic love for that. I love that song. And yeah, next game, I know we're getting that as a track that we can put in our house, because that's what always happens to the secret tracks. They get added in the next game as official KK Slider ones. They're like, he's always working on music. He's got his demos that we get to listen to. He's trying them out on the crowd and seeing like, oh yeah, maybe I can record this, right?
He's a hardworking man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm ready. I'm ready for that.
Oh, gosh, I'm very glad that we've decided to do this playthrough. I'm feeling very good about it.
Me too. It's been really fun. Yeah. I'm having a great time with the game. I'm excited to log in and just like experience things. Like right now, you already got me excited to see if anybody's moving in. So
I want you to do it right now.
I'll do it right when we're done.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you who it is.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, I guess what would you rate your first few days with this game?
I want to give it a solid 8. I'm gonna give it a solid 8.
Nice.
There are some things that I'm missing, but it has done what I've wanted it to do so far.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd give mine a 9, honestly. Ooh. I think I've had a great time with it. I didn't expect the first day I was like, all right, I got a slow start, but like right after that, days 2 and 3, I was like, man, there's a lot to do, and I don't feel like I have to do it all. I'm not stressing out about it, but I am feeling like pretty fulfilled at the end of my playtime, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, so Good beginnings, New Leaf. I'm surprised because New Horizons goes hard with that intro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff from that, but yeah, New Leaf did well. New Leaf is doing well. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Well, let's go ahead and close out our show with Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week or every other week, as it's been this past couple episodes, we go through some answers for a question just for our patrons. So this week's question was, do you prefer indoor decorating or outdoor decorating? And I felt like this question was like, I wanted to ask this going into this because I know the big difficulty that people are going to have with New Leaf is that the outdoors are limited.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do there. So if you are really into outdoor decorating, you might have a little bit more trouble with New Leaf than you'd expect. Mm-hmm. But that for any first time players just finding that out, good luck. I hope you don't get turned away from the game because that's not a thing. There's still a lot of great things in New Leaf. But for returning players, I also hope that you can like adjust a little bit because that's a big adjustment. Outdoor decorating really changed things.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. So how about, I guess I can kick it off. Then you can go, Nina.
Okay.
All right, so our first answer is from Deborah, and they said, I spent most of my time outdoors, so I tend to decorate outdoors more. I think that's because in real life, I spend more time indoors, and the fact that I live in an apartment where I can't decorate outdoors, that I spend more time out in the open on my island. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like, if you're in a space that is inherently different from the experience you're getting in Animal Crossing, then you're probably going to do the different stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Yeah. Amethyst Octopus says, I definitely prefer outdoor decorating, mostly because I am way better at it. I'm great at planning my island, and I always have a lot of ideas for new areas and how to make them look good. My house always looks like I threw random furniture together, though. Even in the DLC, the yards are always beautiful, and inside it's mediocre at best. Maybe I'll get the hang of indoor decorating someday, I hope. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, Happy Home Paradise is going to help you with that. I know you're saying it's looking mediocre, but I'm sure it's getting better and better. That's fun.
Yeah, that stuff is really good to give you some ideas for to do. So, yeah, I hope it takes practice to get the hang of it. HH said, I love the experience that comes with decorating indoors. The grid view makes designing and takedown so easy, so the Happy Home Designers DLC has been perfect for me because I can do indoor and outdoor that way. Very good point. I find that I love my indoor design designs more, and they are much more permanent to me. I think it has been close to 4 months since I've tried to change a room, despite my arguably low Happy Home evaluation. Indoors is superior for me because we can hang things, use rugs, and I have so much fun picking out wallpapers. Contrarily, I am always changing my island zones. Though I might not have the grid view, I am grateful for the storage shed, and I have so much fun with all the lighting and water items. That's nice. Great. Yeah. There's so much that you can do outdoors, but yeah, just that limitation of not having like wall items or rugs is always going to be a bummer for me.
Yeah. Well, and Happy Home evaluations are like an underground society. I know there's like a way to do it, but I've never looked it up and it's not my thing. So I totally understand getting low scores. It's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Samantha V says, I prefer outdoor decorating. I don't spend that much time in my house, so I feel like I get to enjoy the effort I put outside decorating much more. But I do have to admit that indoor decorating is much easier with the grid view. Gosh, there's lots of love for the grid view right now.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. And that's the other thing, playing New Leaf. You know, New Horizons, we do it in half squares. We move the furniture in half squares. And when I went to scoot something across my house in New Leaf, it was the full square. And I was like kind of surprised by how fast my villager moved it across my floor. So that grid view is even like more specific in New Horizons. It's super helpful.
Yeah. So, oh man, I like the grid too, honestly. Mm-hmm. I would love to get like an overhead decorating option for the outside. Oh. Maybe Nintendo will implement it one day. Yeah. Which one were we on? Is it Kelly?
Yes.
Okay. Kelly said, I absolutely love decorating indoors. The majority of my play right now consists of designing the interior of Happy Home Paradise vacation homes. The outdoor items are cute, but I always find myself spending so much time meticulously getting every detail right inside, and then dreading going outside and finishing their yard. There's just something about interior design that brings me so much joy. Mm. So, I also really love the interior decorating, and I've been meaning to redo all my rooms in New Horizons because I haven't done them since I got like the partitions and all the new stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know?
So I've been wanting to like really revamp those spaces, but yeah, I haven't gotten to it. It's one of the things I really want to get back to with New Horizons.
Yeah.
But every time I turn it on, I get into that I got to do my dailies. And mm-hmm. I think I've got to start turning on that game specifically going in to like decorate, do something different, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is an interesting answer because when I play Happy Home Paradise, I enjoy decorating the insides more. And then kind of the outsides are just an afterthought for me like this. But when I play like normally on my island, I'm all about the outdoor decorating. So I think it's interesting that like maybe it just depends on your situation.
Yeah. And I mean, I want to do more outdoor decorating too. My town is still like half built in a bunch of areas. So there's plenty of meat for me to do out there. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I've got to just log in, stop focusing on the dailies and start focusing on the play. I just get into the collection aspect. I have to go check the shop, see if there's something I need to buy, all that. But I need to spend less time doing that, more time on the game.
There you go. Peaceful Floating Cloud says, I find interior decorating to be easier. I love decorating the walls and having a limited space to work with. It's also nice when I'm out of ideas that you can focus on the basics of a home, like a kitchen, bathroom, or bedroom, and make it more detailed from there. In comparison, I love but dread outdoor decorating. I love the freedom of creating anything you want, but I also get overwhelmed by it. I dread terraforming. I wish terraforming gets less tedious in future games. This is so true. I feel like because outdoors is so huge, you almost need to be able to zoom out even more. Like, it takes a lot of walking back and forth when you're terraforming to kind of see what it's going to become. That it is. It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And I also get that feeling of, like, the first time I unlocked terraforming, it took me about a week to work up the courage to change a single thing.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I looked at all the spaces and I was like, all right, I would change this little spot and this one. And then eventually I like, okay, I think I get how this works. I've played with it. I'm going to destroy this whole half of this place and rebuild it. But that was scary, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a big thing that it's a lot of control.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm. So Pipstar said, I changed my answer to outdoor decorating. This is because on Critterton 3, I'm having a lot of fun turning my island into a mountain trail lake campground. It's always fun to plan out and decide how to make a new island yours. With the ability to place furniture outside without paying millions of bells for one public works project, New Horizons makes decorating more fun. Yeah, it's true. Like, just the fact that we can do that is such a great improvement.
Yeah. Well, and New Horizons has made it even cheaper to move houses and buildings and things. So now it's even easier than it was before.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so nice. Tiger Yuri says, I prefer Happy Home Paradise designing. I can't stand how slow decorating is indoor or outdoor on the main island. It's excruciating to me. But I love how easy and fast it is on Happy Home Paradise, and it actually becomes enjoyable to me. Lottie needs to buy out Tom Nook and take over island services. Oh, I'm all for that.
Yes, she 100% does.
That's true. It is so fast. And you have like your entire catalog at your fingertips. It's so fun.
Gosh, if they earlier I mentioned, like, you know, you carry around a shovel and stuff. Eventually it's going to break. So you also carry around the materials you need to make a new one. If they just like let us craft things with our, I don't know, drop off wood and materials somewhere and then they magically appear at your crafting bench. That'd save room on your pockets, but like just so many little things that I'm like, let's use up less space, give us more room to carry these items, or just give us like, you know, a secret closet that we can access from a special menu that lets us pick out all the stuff we want to use outside. So,
oh man, I just got a really fun idea for my next drawing of Animal Crossing things I want to do. I'll have to show it to you later. I can't wait.
I'm excited. We still have to do our drawing challenge. Draw villagers from
memory. Yeah, we do have to do that. Oh, I just knocked something over. I got so excited.
That'll be really fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, nice long episode for everybody. For any patrons listening, next week's question is for anybody who's really just like also going into New Leaf with us. How was your first week of New Leaf, Animal Crossing New Leaf? How's it going? Let us know. Very open question. We want to hear from people who are also joining in on this, how they feel about the game, what their experiences are. Tell us if there's any surprises, anything that's bugging you, anything that you're loving about it that you wish would come back. So, yeah, there's plenty to say, but just let us know how your first week is going. We're excited to keep playing the game. It's been a good time already. So.
Yeah.
And yeah, Nina, you're getting back into New Horizons too because of this. So
yeah.
it's probably going to happen to me very soon as well.
Good. You got to finish your island.
Yeah. I'm literally like looking at my games right now. So many of them that I like log in on the daily or keep playing. Like, I'm playing too many games. Yeah. I need to cut back at this point.
Well, Fall Guys has been super fun.
Yes, there's Fall Guys. I'm trying to keep up with all the Switch sports items on a daily basis. There's I got Mario Strikers, and that's got tournaments going on right now. And I haven't even logged in. Too many games, too many things that I'm trying to keep up with. So I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I should just cut back and just go all Animal Crossing again.
Yeah.
Because that was part of my thing of like stopping Animal Crossing for a little bit. I was like, all right, well, there's a lot of games I need to play. So maybe I need a break summer. From Animal Crossing. Maybe that break is over. Yeah, it's Animal Crossing summer. You're totally right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Nina and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, do you prefer indoor decorating or outdoor decorating? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
See you all next time.